Praise the Lord. Dear friends, for today's meditation, I take a passage from the second letter to Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. To keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. This was an assurance given by God to Apostle Paul. Paul, we know, was the greatest of the apostles, converted by a confrontation with Jesus at the door of Damascus. The greatest missionary, a person who preached the gospel all over the known world, the Roman Empire. And he would himself say that I have worked, or rather the grace in me worked more hard than anybody else. He was blessed with special gifts of the Spirit. All the gifts of the Spirit that he speaks of, he had more than anybody else. A person blessed with extraordinary mystical experiences, so much so that he speaks about a person who had been taken to the third heaven, to the highest spiritual mystical experience. Still, this person, Paul, had some problem. We don't know what it is. He calls it an angel of Satan, a thorn in the flesh. When a person walks barefoot, sometimes it happens that a thorn pierces his sole of the feet and that it sticks there, the thorn in the flesh, in the feet. Whenever you walk, this thorn pains you, aches you, tries to pull it out, you don't get it. Something like a constant trouble, constant pain that disturbed Paul. And Paul was asking for relief. Three times, he said. That is a repeated prayer. We don't know what exactly it is. Many hypotheses have been suggested. Some say this thorn in the flesh of Paul was malaria. He had been traveling quite a lot, especially in the present-day Turkey, infested with malaria, and he had this occasional outburst of malaria or epilepsy or some other illness. Some others say it was his hot temper, and some of his letters, for example, letter to the Galatians or some parts of the letter to the Corinthians, see how furious he can be in his expressions, violent explosion of hot temper, maybe. Others would say that was his sexual feelings and temptations. We have no way to identify what it was, but there is something that he did not like in himself and he wanted to get rid of it. He was ashamed of it, he was afraid of it. And he prayed to be removed of that. He did not get his prayer granted. He gets the assurance, "My grace is sufficient for you." It can happen in our own lives. There are things, attitudes, or some kind of a behavioral drawbacks. Some of our habits, maybe drinking habit, smoking habit, or some other habit that doesn't go well with your spiritual vocation. Something you would desperately like to change, but you cannot. You find it impossible to change, and then you feel depressed. Hear the advice of Paul, or the advice given to Paul. "My grace is sufficient for you. What is needed for you, God will give. It is God's will that you go on with this defect, physical or spiritual." It can have several reasons. One reason why this defect is not being taken away, Paul says, it is to keep him from being too elated. He was such a great spiritual master. But there is a great danger for the spiritual persons that you become a hypocrite, like the Pharisee. You think that whatever you have, whatever capabilities you have, is your own making. Become proud. So the weaknesses, the failures, and the complexes can keep your feet on the ground, making you realize how weak you are, making you realize how fragile you are unless God is holding you up. So the weaknesses, the failures can also help. It is enough to trust in the grace of God. My grace is sufficient for you. Because the grace of God becomes effective and operative, successful, when God's power is at work. And that will reflect tomorrow. My grace is sufficient for you for today. Amen.